Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our partner in radio, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And, of course, the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll get into some entertainment news in a little bit. Seth and I are going to talk about the 12 Days of Christmas, Cyber Monday, a couple of other fun topics as well. Right. We kick off the 9 o'clock hour the way we like to on Thursdays with our Pet of the Week of the South Dakota Humane Society. We have Tim here with us. And, Tim, before we dive into the information you have for us today, we do this thing on our Sunrise show on 105.5. WIRI, we get into our National Day of Calendar. And today is Celebrate Shelter Pets Day. So we wanted to make sure to make note
very
of that.
Nice.
It's very fitting to have you in today. It just worked out that it's just as we planned it, Tim.
Wow.
Just as we planned it. But we do want to send a shout out to all the shelters around the country, around the world, doing such amazing work like our own Southwood County Humane Society is doing. And Tim, let's go ahead and dive right into the news and notes that you have for today.
Okay. First off, I don't have an actual pet of the week because we have too many pets. We are currently taking care of over 130 animals. So with that, it's hard to pick out one sometimes. Yeah. I know we kept focusing on tick, but it's just hard with so many now and a lot of cats, mostly cats. So
Yeah.
So I wanted to let everyone know I've been keeping the $50 a dog sale on. So we've had that since the end of October,
Okay.
And we're going to keep that because we still have a lot of dogs.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I reduced the cats down to $25.
Okay. Right.
So any cat, and we also have the buy one, get one. So if you want two cats, it's only $25.
Wow.
Take two.
Well, yeah, there you go.
We have a whole bunch in foster yet. So yeah. Those are coming, and the last time, on Tuesday when I checked, we had no cat kennels open, nothing.
Okay.
And a lot of the kittens are doubled up, tripled up. Just a lot of animals.
Yeah, and as many out there know, this time of year it's so dangerous for these animals, the wild ones, to be out there trying to fend for themselves. It's tough for our wildlife to do that, for deer and you know, animals. I think I saw a bear yesterday. You guys, I'm not even kidding. I was going down getting down with Playmakers here, and I'm going down Rosencrantz to get to my parents' house, and I see something in the woods that looks too big to be a deer. And as I'm driving past, I'm looking at my rearview mirror, and it's crossing the street. I was not a deer. I don't know what that thing was, but it was not a deer.
It was a bear.
If wildlife is having a difficult time, these domesticated animals are absolutely, and it's all the more important when you see them to get them indoors, to get them to our humane societies if we can, but we need room to be able to do that. We got to get the current animals out to be able to do that. It's not only smart, but it's really appreciated, lowering the prices of these things and making them possibly more affordable for people out there.
Yes. That's why we're doing it. Trying to, I hate to use the term moving animals, but that's that's reality of life.
Yeah. I do want you guys to keep in mind, too, that the Humane Society not only has cats and dogs, but I see that there is a guinea pig on here as well.
The guinea pigs are, unless we got one since Tuesday.
Or Mia. I see Mia. She is a
lion. That's a white bunny.
Yeah, a bunny. It's a bunny. Okay.
That's a bunny.
Bunny's there, too. She's got fur like a guinea pig. That's awesome.
Yes, long hair.
Mia's very cool. Yeah, she's a lion head. I see it now. Yeah, she's a lion head. There's a lot of different animals over there. And certainly this time of year when people, let's be honest, are thinking of gift-giving animals.
Where I was going to go.
we certainly,
yes, sir.
Most importantly, make sure that this is the right fit.
Right.
You can't just show up and hand a person an animal. That's how we get into these situations where our humane societies are overblown and everything. But they can make one of the greatest gifts of all time if it is the right situation, the right animal, and everything is right. You may never have to give that person another gift. It may be that good of
a gift.
That's
true.
That's the one.
But it's got to be the right fit in the right situation.
Exactly.
And that's where Tim and his team come in and make sure that that is the right thing. You're going to feel confident knowing that it's
both
the right
ways.
Fit. Yes, yes.
That the animal's comfortable with the person, the person's comfortable with the animal.
Exactly.
By the way, it's funny you mentioned that. Not funny, but it's sad because Mia actually was adopted and the person that had it couldn't take care of it and thought, well, It's a rabbit. Put it outside. It's domestic.
Oh, oh God.
That, oh, you would not believe the phone calls and the uproar we had with that. Mm-hmm. It came close to the police having to get involved.
I imagine. Yeah.
Everybody, you know, in the neighborhood wanted to trap it, and they called other people, and we just had a mess out there. We finally caught the bunny. So now the bunny's safe.
Good, good, good.
Waiting for a home.
And nice work by you and the team catching it. I've never had to do something on that level, but I've had to try to catch a rabbit a couple of times in my life. I am not Rocky. I am not Rocky, Tim. I am not that good at it. I got a quarter of that guy. I got to kind of essentially I'm trying to bribe it.
Yes, you know, carrots.
Yeah, yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Tim, I don't like to throw curveballs at you, but I did have something that I was actually talking about with my parents last night that I wanted to bring up with you and our audience.
Sure.
You have brought up Tick a number of times and that you sponsored Tick.
Yes.
And we touch on that a little bit, but I'd like to actually get into, because my parents were very interested in the idea of sponsoring an animal. I was. Can we tell the audience how they can do something like that and what that involves?
Oh, that's very simple, actually. Whatever the price is at the time, come in. You want a sponsor?
Pay for the animal,
yeah. And then we mark it on a folder that one's sponsored.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so then when we have the meet and greets, we tell people, okay, this one will be free.
Mm. There you go.
That's it.
We were talking about it, and I'm sorry. Go.
No. That's it. That's it.
my parents have a dog, Sam, that they got from the Humane Society. And Sammy is fantastic. He's wonderful. He is a solo dog. Couldn't take another one. But my folks, especially my mom, is looking at this list almost every week when we talk. And she's seeing these animals. And we saw Kendall recently. And Kendall is a beautiful terrier, American Staffordshire mix.
Yes.
She is 10 years old. And a beautiful, beautiful coat. Beautiful looking dog. And we immediately we want to take this dog in, but we can't. But what can we do to kind of help Kendall? What can we do to kind of help the Humane Society in sponsoring these animals?
That is, we've actually had people do that. When I remember one case we had that some people came in and they wanted the dog. I forgot what the name was, but we said, well, that one's sponsored. Hmm. And they were like, whoa, free? Okay. So they said, well, we want to sponsor two more.
Wow.
So they paid for two other people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just cool. That giving type thing.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Pay it forward. Pay forward.
Yes. Yeah. And
you can do that too.
It's good to note, and it's something else to keep in mind if you're looking at ways to impact your Humane Society, give back, do some good with the Humane Society, and maybe you have animals already or you can't take in an animal, you can do something like this and sponsoring an animal. And there's certainly always items that they need at the Humane Society. It is always kitten season. I've learned this now that it is just pretty much 24/7 always kitten time. And so with that, you could always use litter, use cat food, that kind of thing.
Exactly. The litter, we're going through like water.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's literally because, well, you know, if you're trying to take care of about 100 cats, think about it. That's a lot of litter.
Yeah, it's a lot. So certainly those are kind of items that we're looking for over there. When you're picking up some, maybe for your furry friend, maybe even pick up a little bit extra, drop it off at the Humane Society. It's appreciated.
Yes.
Did you have some other notes?
We'll have to cut short on some of them. I'm just going to touch on a few.
No, you take your time.
Well, I know you have other stuff. You got your entertainment notes.
That's all right.
Sorry.
That's great. That was great.
We got some good news is... we have hired a new director of operations.
Right.
So, December 16th, she starts. I'm going to leave it for then.
Sure.
We'll touch on it more next week.
That's a good tease, Tim. That's a good
We're getting, the name and everything. We'll get.
Sure.
So, it's a she. So.
It's just great news. That's wonderful news. That's really good to hear.
Oh, that's a good one. Also, we have started that remodel project. Yeah. I think... So I want to let the people know it's a little confusing. We have no front door anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're digging. They dug a hole there, footings. You still can come out to the shelter. So you can drop stuff off. You can. We ask that you try to call first.
Yeah.
Let us know because you're going to have to go around to a different side of the building. We have signs. But a lot of work going on there. And next week we're getting a whole new roof. So
Wow.
Yeah.
Big project.
Will that be affecting your hours at all, Tim?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not affecting the way the shelter operates. It's just how the people get in because you can't just walk in the front door anymore.
Yeah.
And we keep it locked, unfortunately, because people That's oh, not yeah. some nice people that come in and try to steal the dogs and
yeah,
take stuff.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but it's smart to do. Tim, yeah. Given that this is a shelter without a front door, is there just a doggy door for people to go through? I'm sorry. I had to make that joke. I had to.
Oh, goodness. A big one. Big
flap. I don't know, Seth. Do you think we should let... That's where James goes through?
Yeah.
We'll give that to James.
I deserve that after that joke.
This is the door for everyone else, and this is for James.
Yes, James door.
Yeah. Just completely understandable.
No. We'll give you the cat door.
I appreciate it.
Sorry.
Tim, anything else for us today?
Okay, I just want to touch a little bit. For those that have been listening, everybody needs to kind of settle down a little bit with our contract with the City of Rapids. I'm sure, you know, it was in the newspaper again. There was another meeting we attended, and we're still at a kind of stalemate with the city. Mm-hmm. There'll be another meeting next Tuesday. So I think eventually this will work out. At least I hope so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because as I've told the council, and whether your audience will understand or not, is if we don't have a contract, we can't take any animals from the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're not allowed to by law because they're the authorized agent. It's kind of a weird situation.
Mm-hmm.
Where
it is.
Strays and things are, once they're found, they're the temporary ownership of the city.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they own them. And without them transferring to us, we can't take them, give them medical care. We can't. There's nothing we can do because any vet will not take the animal.
Right.
Because it's not ours.
And,
It's a difficult spot. And there's some people that are pretty upset about this. I understand because, as you know, you probably talk about with the library, the chamber, you know, there's certain nerves get touched in the public.
And as somebody who is always looking for silver linings, I will say one silver lining here. If anybody was ever wondering how much this community cares about its Humane Society, we found out. We have heard from people. We have heard from people that we have not heard from before about this subject and how important they believe it is. And not for nothing, we've heard from some leaders in our community that have supported the Humane Society and some other things too. And I think it also should be noteworthy that it is not just our Humane Society. It is ones around the country. I have some old friends at one in San Francisco that are going through some struggles right now. And one of the things that they have done that I think is really important is something that we're doing every week, Tim, and that's talking to our audience, having people from the Humane Society on to talk about what's going on there and how important it is. And to those, you know, maybe you're not an animal lover. Maybe you don't really care much about this topic. I guarantee that you care about your taxes. And there is no world where your taxes don't increase without a Humane Society. Like, you can go ahead and run the numbers all you want, and I welcome conversations with others about this. I'm not just throwing this out there. I always open to conversations. We have our phone lines open 24/7. We have plenty of time for somebody to come in and debate this or talk about this with me. But I've done my homework on this subject. And as somebody who cares about our community, cares about our Humane Society, and cares about the tax dollars I'm paying, we need our Humane Society. That's the end of the answer.
Yes.
So we need to come up with a solution for this that works for the city and our Humane Society the best that we can. And I believe we got the right people to do that. I think we do have people that care, and their hearts and their minds are in the right places when it comes to this. I don't believe that there are any villains in this situation. And to your point, Tim, I think that we all need to take a breath and keep that in mind. Everybody is trying to do their best here. And that's important to keep in mind.
That's why I brought that up. It's just, I
appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, and if you want, sure, you may certainly call your older person and express your view, but be nice about it.
Yes.
Don't start hollering or swearing or doing these things. Don't get out of hand. Yeah. Well, that makes the shelter look bad, too.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And we don't want that.
Whatever your point is, it gets lost with anger, with that type of tone in that. Think about it yourself. How often do you respond to people treating you that way? You know, how often do you tune out immediately? That's not the way we're going to, you know, have a real conversation here. We need to talk to each other, treat each other like adults, and realize that sometimes in life there are no villains, there are no good guys or bad guys. It's just people. Just people trying to figure things out and make things work the best we can.
And have a different point of view. And I got to admit, we're at that point, or we were at that point with the council.
Yeah.
Because it gets
Oh yeah,
contentious, and I want the public to know, and hopefully you don't mind, as a citizen, the Support the Humane Society costs you $4.22 a year, a person. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I think a taxpayer could pay that.
I not only think they can, but I think they'd rather pay that than the almost doubling of that that can happen when you don't have a humane society.
Exactly, because what's going to happen then is that you have all these animals roaming free, and what if they bite somebody? What, you know, we don't have rabies, but what if they get rabies?
Right.
And what are they going to do? They're going to breed.
Yeah.
Then you create more problems. Mm-hmm.
Bringing a business in that has a cold approach to this subject is not going to solve anything other than maybe creating possible new problems, like you're touching on there, Tim. There are,
yes.
If you're a business, you take care of this, this, and this. If you're a humane society, you have to cover everything, the whole umbrella of things. And you're going to notice those things that are not covered by that said business when they start showing up in your front yard or on your tax bill or other areas. This is something that we will get figured out. We will get it figured out together as a community. That's the way we do things around here.
Yeah, Tim. Well, thank you for the extra time too to get this out. I appreciate you guys. You know, doing.
I was looking at Kendall the whole time. I was an awesome dog.
You always do. You look at something.
I can't help myself. We encourage you to reach out to the Humane Society, especially with the construction going on over there. Call ahead of time before you drop off maybe some of those items, or come to take a volunteer or take a look at any of those wonderful animals. Give them a call at 715-423-0505. That is 423-0505. And you can, of course, email them swchs@swchs.com. Find them on Facebook and social media. It's a great follow. Keep in mind they are located at 3621 64th Street North, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Find out more at swchs.com, swchs.com. Tim, we'll talk with you next week. Thanks for the time.
Thank you guys very much.
We'll be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Already played that one. What am I doing? Welcome back to the show, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. I want to say a big shout out to Tim and our friends at the Southland County Humane Society for joining us. Great conversation right there.
Yep.
Keep in mind, today is Celebrate Shelter Pets Day.
That's awesome.
Celebrate our shelter, celebrate our pets with our good friends at the Humane Society over there. Find out about all those great furry friends and maybe your new best friend over there at the Southland County Humane Society. Give them a call today, 715-423-0505, and find out more at their website, swchs.com. Be sure to follow them on social media and share their stuff on your pages.
Yes, indeed.
We have some entertainment news to dive into, and this is, I think, going to be an interesting story to many people out there. When it comes to my dream job, Saturday Night Live.
Saturday Night Live.
You know, New York Magazine just did an article on them and asked past and present Saturday Night Live cast members what's their biggest splurge was when they got their first paycheck. And it turns out probably wasn't anything too crazy because they don't get paid that much.
Which might be a surprise to some people.
I think so. I think so. Yep. Pete Davidson told the magazine, quote, "Do you guys know what they pay us? It's like $3,000 an episode. I think I got dinner." James Austin Johnson, the guy who's currently on there doing, I think could be their next great impersonator. He currently does an impression of Trump and some others.
Okay.
He's getting better and better, too. He's getting more and more comfortable at it. He said, "The most uncomfortable West Elm couch of all time." The great, the underrated Sherry O'Terry also bought a couch, which she apparently still has.
Oh, nice.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who I think many people would forget was on for
very briefly,
just
a year
season,
or two.
I think she was.
One
maybe
or two, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But she was great. I liked her on there. Mm-hmm. It's just, I think she was on at a time where the writing wasn't there.
Yeah.
They had an interesting cast. Anthony Michael Hall, I think, was on that show.
Yes,
still the youngest
member. Middle 80s is kind of when that was, yeah.
Just a rough time, entertainment-wise. Yep. If you look at the movies and things that were coming out at that time, too, and stuff. But she bought a $75 pair of shoes that were, quote, out of my budget. Sarah Silverman bought a sweater. Another person I think people might forget was on the show.
Was on the show for a little bit, yeah.
And then Sarah Sherman said she bought a nice mattress. Seth Meyers got a couch. I mean, so most people are just buying couches.
The furniture was big with these folks, you know?
Rachel Dratch and Jason Sudeikis both spent their money on rent. Jason said, quote, Sudeikis said, "You don't make enough money to make big purchases."
Yeah. You're living in New York. You have to. And this is the show where you can't, like, not be there. You know, you have to be in New York. You have to live there in order to do this. And it's not cheap to live in New York.
There are plenty of people out there that are not making this kind of money. So you hear that, and that's going to stand out to you, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But it's important, I think, for one, to keep that in mind, what Seth's saying. Now, if this show was filmed in here in Wisconsin Rapids, mm-hmm. they ain't making $3,000 an episode.
Right.
They're doing that because of the income and what it costs.
The cost of living
in New York.
Yep.
That's important to keep in mind. And
yes.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of the old cast members talk about this, where they were living together, a lot of them, and having to share apartments and everything.
Probably hit because just in order to afford the rent, yeah.
Goodness. I think it gets lost in the shuffle, especially after 50 years, but Saturday Night Live was always meant to be that bridge. It was supposed to be a bridge for you as an entertainer to promote yourself, get yourself out there, spend a season or two there, maybe three or four, and then you move on to TV or movies.
They were called the not ready for prime time players for a reason. That was what it was, right? Hopefully someday they'll make the jump, right?
And it's part of the reason why you have seen for over 50 years, for every person that you never hear from again, you're like, oh, I wonder what happened to them. There are your standouts and your entertainers that go on to have careers, and you're like, oh, that's right. Will Ferrell used to be on Saturday Night Live.
Right, yeah.
And Steve Dan Carell Aykroyd. Used to be on. You know, they forget,
yep.
and then they look back, oh, and then they realize and mm-hmm. stuff. That's part of the reason of the pay, because mm-hmm. that's something, I bring that up because that's something that most every actor, like myself, you know, I'm lucky to make a paycheck like that when I'm working anything. I'm not, I'm lucky to make a scale. And that's something that I'm very proud of. I mm-hmm. say that proudly and stuff. It takes work to even get to that point.
Yes.
For every actor that's making Will Smith money, there are at least 1,000 actors behind them
yeah.
making what would be a minimum wage.
Right. Think about, you know, and I was doing this the other day, or actually just yesterday, you know, from an old TV show. I was looking up an actor's resume, basically, because I was curious about what else they had done. And even actors who, you know, are, you know, somewhat well known in terms of fame,
yeah.
man, you look at their list of stuff that they do, and it's so much because that's how you make a living.
Yeah.
Doing this, actually making a living, being an actor and not doing anything else, you know, like a lot of, you know, how many, you know, actors are like James here, you know, you're on the radio or you're in LA and doing, you know, your restaurant, you're a server or something like that. Some people who can actually make a living, but they got to work.
Yep.
In order to do it.
There's a reason you see Clooney doing coffee commercials. There's a reason you see actors,
even someone, you know, like that.
Yeah.
You know, who you think, wow, he's millions of dollars. Yeah, he sure does. But guess what? He still got to earn a living.
I think it's interesting we're going to talk about Samuel L. Jackson a little bit here. And I think he is one of the more interesting human beings in careers in entertainment history. In that he got his break late.
He was in his 30s, yeah.
And another in the his work ethic. I think that is very noteworthy and incredible. And also the fact that I feel like we have underrated him. And that we have not necessarily, because we see him so much, because he is in such a public eye, and because he's almost a caricature to some people, that we don't take his work seriously enough. But Samuel Jackson, for anybody who's not sure out there, is a thespian. This man is one of the better actors you are going to see. He is strongly talented. I'm not putting him in the top 20 of all time. I'm not doing any of that. But he is way, way, way better than I think the credit he has gotten. And that is especially pointed at the Academy. And believe it or not, Samuel Jackson has only been nominated for one Oscar once, Best Supporting Actor in Pulp Fiction in the 90s.
Right.
He did not win. I've rambled about this many times. Mm-hmm. He was supposed to win. Everybody believed that he was the best actor that year. But they wanted to give it to somebody who had not won before.
Right.
And that's what happened. And they believed at the time, well, Samuel Jackson will be nominated again. It's no, don't worry about it. He'll get his award. Well, here we are 20-some years later, and he still hasn't been nominated, even though he's had plenty of performances you could have nominated for him.
Sure, absolutely.
And he, of course, didn't win there. Now, in an interview with the AP, Samuel says the Oscars are strange because it's like, quote, a contest that you didn't volunteer to be in.
Which is, oh, man, that's a great way of putting it. Yeah.
He also says, folks will go, well, it's just an honor to be nominated. And then he went on to say, no, it ain't. It's an honor to win. You get nominated and most people forget. He's talking about it because he's getting some Oscar buzz for his Netflix movie, The Piano Teacher. But an Oscar isn't something he's chasing. Mm. In the past, he said, quote, my yardstick of success is my happiness. And am I satisfied with what I'm doing? I'm not doing statue-chasing movies. I'd rather be Nick Fury or having fun being Mace Windu with a lightsaber in my hand. And I needed to hear that.
What an attitude.
Yeah. Me personally, I needed to hear that. I know I'm not alone on that one. Because I have been not chasing an Oscar, chasing greatness.
Mm.
I want to be the greatest of all time. I cannot stress enough that I am not exaggerating about this. And I don't say that in a competitive or ego way. I say that in, to me, that's part of the process,
right?
Is wanting to be the best. I want every actor I ever work with, every actor I ever see, to feel that way. Go and strive to be the best, because that's what brings out the best in your fellow actors.
Exactly.
I believe.
Yeah.
Trying to give and really what it's all about, the best for the audience.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the idea of, you know what? I just want to be in King Kong. Like, I love King Kong movies, so I want to do the King Kong movie.
Sure.
I mentioned the quote of his many times. He's on Desus and Mero, and they ask him, hey, Sam, did you ever do a role for the money? All of them.
But, so I can continue doing it, right?
Yes.
That's the thing. What he says there is kind of, we get a little callback to what we were talking about a little bit earlier about, you know, taking care of yourself. If his performance is what he's saying is, if it's up to the standards I have for myself, then I'm happy.
Yeah.
I don't care what anyone else thinks.
Yeah.
If I think I did a good job, then that's all I need. And you know what? Man, what a great attitude. And it doesn't matter what your job is. It doesn't matter what you're doing. If you can find that way of being satisfied with what you can do, I mean, that's great. You will be more happy, I think, than not.
He's Martin Landau is the actor that won the Oscar. It took me a minute to remember.
That's right.
For his performance, and it was in Ed Wood, and it was an amazing performance. And Walter Matthau, Martin Landau is in Legend.
Oh, absolutely,
incredible actor. I don't take anything from him, but it wasn't Samuel Jackson or his fault, Martin Landau's fault, that the Academy didn't recognize him earlier.
Yeah,
I hope that the same thing doesn't happen to another young actor when they give Samuel Jackson an Oscar because they didn't give him one. That's the only way I wanted to wrap that up.
Yeah.
And more power to Mr. Jackson.
Yep.
And thank you for sharing that. I appreciate him. And appreciate our team here. Real quick, before we go to our news break, I want to remind everybody of our WFHR newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
It's Thursday. It's Thursday.
Right around noonish.
We will have that out for you. You can sign up for the newsletter and get that newest edition today. Sign up at WFHR.com. Jump on there. Just a couple of quick things to fill in, and boom, you're signed up, and it's right there in your email box. You don't got to run up to the news, go out and get it or anything like
get
that.
Get out in the cold. No, it's right there.
We've got some amazing people doing some amazing work on it, and it is your tailor-made one-stop shop for Central Wisconsin news, sports, weather, all of the above.
Yep.
A great big shout-out to our team that's working so hard on that one, and big part of that team is our own Melissa Kay, who's got Community Stories with Melissa Kay Jr. tonight.
That is right. At 5 o'clock tonight, make sure you tune in for her next edition.
It's going to be a good
stuff.
One. If you'd like a preview of that or an idea of what the show is about, we encourage you to go to civicmedia.us/shows. You've got all of our shows on there, all podcasted. Mm-hmm. Be sure to check them out and give it a listen. And spread the word about this one, everybody. Mm-hmm. It's really easy to share our work on social media. We encourage you to do that. Help spread the word about these things. And to all you advertisers out there, one of the better things, you don't have to take my word for it. Go ahead and ask any marketing person in the world, and they will tell you one of the smarter things you could do is attaching yourself to a local business or a local nonprofit. Encourage you to do that, and encourage you to work with us and work with our team. Community Stories, that sound really good with a name right in front of it.
Yeah, it would.
Sponsored by.
It sound marvelous. This is a show you will not hear anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Only right here. Keep that in mind.
Seth and I have known about this for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, we knew Melissa was going to do something like this. We're just happy that you guys are getting to see it now and everything. It's a great
very
one.
Very exciting.
Every Tuesday, every Thursday from 5 to 6, catch Community Stories on Tuesday and Community Stories Junior on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. I do believe we have another edition or another chapter of the Kevin the Cat story.
Kevin the Cat.
Looking forward to it. I'm on the edge of my seat, man.
And in a couple of weeks, we got a very special one coming up, too.
Yes,
we'll let you know a little bit.
Check that out. Sign up for the newsletter and find out more at WFHR.com. And stick around today for Community Stories Junior with Melissa Kay from 5 to 6. We'll be back with more show coming up right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Seth and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Got some good stuff to get to. We want to make sure to dive into this one, Seth. I want to make sure to have time for this. Okay. And we're gonna have a lot more relatives over at the houses, and you're gonna be over traveling at relatives' houses. We're gonna be around our family a lot more, around friends a lot more.
Yep.
And it is bug season. COVID, cold, flu, whatever the germs are that you know, basically are in our incubators, and by that I mean children. Whatever it is, it's all over. They're wiping it all over. It's touching everything.
Yep.
It's all over.
What it is, yeah.
So there's talk about what you can do to avoid catching stuff, and generally being, you know, a little less gross. And we're going to help you with that. There is a forum.
But I like being gross now.
I know. But for those that don't, you guys can go ahead and check out. You guys go ahead. There's a forum online where people are talking about the hygiene habits that no one talks about, but they really should. Mm. And here are some of the best ones. And these are in no particular order.
Right.
And as always, we love audience participation. Mm-hmm. 715-424-2600. Using clean pillowcases.
Ooh.
Keeping the sheets fresh in general is a good idea, but yep. Pillowcases can often be forgotten.
Because that's where your head is. Yeah. You know?
So yep. That's a good one. Changing your towels. Hand towels and bath towels, of course, frequently.
Yep.
That's a big one right there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And now we're getting a little more personal. Cleaning the belly button. That's interesting.
Okay. All right. Clean it. Make sure that's nice and
you got
shiny. Okay.
It is one of those things that I don't know if I've ever heard anybody talk about necessarily.
No.
Maybe a doctor or something like that.
No.
But that's a good one. You know, if for those with piercings, making sure cleaning those.
Okay.
Brushing your tongue. And the roof of your mouth.
Oh, that, you know, that's easy to forget when you're brushing your teeth. That's I'm guilty of that from time to time.
I am a serial brusher.
Right.
I brush at least 2 to 3 times a day. And I try really hard to remember to do that, but I forget all the time.
It's easy to do.
But it's like the one of the, like out of those three, at least one of those I forget. That's a good one, though.
Yep.
And cleaning your phone. God,
that's a good one.
My
yeah.
God, is that good?
How much you touch your phone? Yeah.
No, and however much you're cleaning it, even if you are, probably not enough. Probably not enough.
Probably not.
There may not be more things in your life that you touch. Anything that you touch more than that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's a good one. Being mindful of what touches your bed. Don't allow shoes on the bed or luggage, and don't get under the covers in your outside clothes.
Oh, yeah.
I am incredibly guilty of this. My poor bed basically is a couch. It's basically a couch.
I barely
sleep in the darn thing, and I do that all the time.
You're
I'm very bad
bed.
About it.
Very
yes.
sad.
It's forgotten what it is to be a bed.
Yep.
It goes around telling people it's a couch. And it doesn't know any better. Someone added not allowing pets on your bed, but that's not going to be that's a little controversial, I guess. Controversial is a heavy word to use for that. I mean, to each their own, you know?
To each their own, yeah. Yeah. And the animals track around germs, too. I mean, yeah, that's true.
But. Yeah, you know, you're going to do that. Certainly keep that part in mind.
Yeah.
Whether it's shedding or just,
exactly.
Any of the debris they bring in. Cleaning your keys. Oh, another good one.
Oh, wow.
Didn't even think
Never
of that.
Think about that one.
I don't know if I have ever cleaned my keys
nope.
before. That
never,
is a good
never
one.
Done it.
Yeah, good idea. Cleaning the bottom of your purse. You set it down everywhere, and then you plop it onto your kitchen counter.
I don't carry a purse, so I
don't.
But that makes sense. That makes sense.
You know, and certainly same here. I've never worn it. Used a purse or anything, but I've never even wouldn't have. I don't know if I would have thought of that even if I had. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Someone said I always carry hand sanitizer with me. That's a big one.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah, it's true.
Not coughing or sneezing into your hands without washing them right after.
Right. Because we're supposed to, it's the elbow thing, right?
It's the elbow. It's the vampire.
Yeah, the vampire.
Do the vampire.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, if it reminds you and it's like, you know, you be silly with it, go for it. As long as it works for you, right?
I seriously think it's part of the reason I made it through the pandemic. Is remembering that as the vampire move and everything. I was just surprised it never turned into a dance move. The vampire.
It might someday.
Do the vampire.
There, get on that. Get on that, James. Yeah. Let's get it started.
Yeah. Spoiler alert, didn't work out, everybody. Cleaning your beard. Yes. Yes.
Yes, you beard people.
That is something I just thought, hey, I'll just grow the beard. Yeah, that's it. Done. Takes care of itself. No, Seth. That is not how beards work.
It's not how it works.
Especially when you have Hebrew hair.
You know, and just think about, you know, it's the beard is in such close proximity to your mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, so that means that, like, stuff from your mouth will probably get on your beard. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, I got to ask to my fellow beard people out there, the people, the guys that don't cut the beard around the mouth.
Yeah.
That part, I don't understand that. And I'm not judging or anything. Because right. I imagine there might be an answer behind that. So I'm curious.
You know,
that's the one thing that I have to do. My mouth has got to have a clean way.
Although, you know, I do love a good soup strainer mustache.
It's true.
I mean, the guys that can grow those are so you should be wearing those mustaches. Yeah. They're awesome. Yeah,
my beard, if it goes too much, is basically like if I have Sideshow Bob on my chin. It's just out. It doesn't go down. It just goes out.
You know, you don't know where his hair ends and his beard begins.
No, it's wrong. Cleaning your backside, cleaning your shower completely. The backside of the shower, the front of it. Apparently, like, cause I don't know this. To me, I feel like if I'm cleaning the shower, I'm cleaning the whole thing, but. Apparently, some people just clean parts of it. And one person joked, cleaning your browser history.
So funny.
We'll be here all night.
Yes.
Actually, we'll just be here for another 10 minutes because we're almost wrapping up the show. We'll come back and do that right here on the mornings with WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you, getting ready to jump on the train at 10, get out of the
way. On our way.
So Matt and Air on Air can get on the airwaves here. Mm-hmm. Jane and Greg got a great show lined up for you today. Greg is on fire today, hearing him this morning and everything. He's ready to go.
It's one of those good days.
We appreciate them and appreciate you guys listening and sticking around. And I wanted to wrap up the show just touching on a couple of good stories and some local events going on in our area. Seth, before we get to that, let's go ahead and dive right into our schedule. Okay. We got a great one lined up for you. As I mentioned, Matt and Air on Air coming up at 10 o'clock. Be sure to stick around for that. Got the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 to 4 this afternoon. Mm-hmm. Maggie is doing some amazing work. Be sure to check that out. And afterwards, Midday Magazine from 4 to 5. Join us as we've got a great one lined up for you today. Larry Knutson and some of our friends from the Historic Point Boss are going to join us talk about Heritage Holidays.
That's coming up on Saturday. There are so many things happening this Saturday. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Fill your calendar, everybody.
Yeah, yeah. And we are in part two at 4:30. We're going to speak with our friend Jen McNally, natural resource groundwater educator with UW-Madison Extension.
Oh, water.
It's going to be a great one.
Great topic.
A little bit later, a little bit after that, you've got Community Stories Junior.
Mm-hmm.
Join us from 5 to 6 today for that one. Melissa's got a great show lined up for you.
Yep.
And I do believe that there is another chapter in the Kevin the Cat story waiting for you there.
Kevin the Cat.
It's going to be a good one. And a little after that, at 6:05, we will have the Great Guard Show. Going to be really interesting to hear from Coach. Certainly with the best start to the Badger basketball, Badger basketball season, and with the Michigan game, the loss there, mm-hmm. Marquette around the corner. They're going to fill that hour.
Yes.
They're going to fill that just fine.
It's always a fun matchup between Madison and Marquette.
Oh, the Battle of Wisconsin.
It's always so cool.
Christmas for the Kids going on at St. Paul's at Lutheran Church at 311 14th Avenue South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. We were talking with Tom about this earlier.
Yep.
It's a morning filled with snack making and sing songs and crafts and learning. Join them this Saturday from 9 to 11:45 with lunch to follow. It is for ages 3 to 10. Parents can register online at stpaulswr.org, stpaulswr.org, or by giving them a call at 715-421-3634, 421-3634.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Seth, we are so excited. It is finally here. Tonight is the night, opening night.
Opening night for Irving Berlin's White Christmas, everyone. It is finally here. The cast is ready to go. They are raring. They are super excited to start tonight, 7 o'clock. Tomorrow again, same time. And then 2 o'clock on Saturday. And then next week, going to do it all over again, Thursday and Friday at 7. And then the 14th at 2 p.m. for that one. Tickets are available online, wrctheater.org. And I would suggest, even if you're planning on buying tickets at the door, check out the tickets because they'll show what is still open and to make sure that you're not going to miss out if you go to one of the shows that might be sold out. So the tickets are, these are all going to be full shows.
Yeah.
So make sure you double check before you go on what's going to be available for tonight, tomorrow, and on Saturday.
Holiday shows usually tend to sell out. Keep that in mind, everybody, especially if you're going with other people and you want to sit next to those people. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to do that. WRCT does a really nice job with that, being able to pick those things out.
Exactly.
A special shout out to the cast, crew, everybody that's a part of this. So proud of you. Yep. Break a leg. Have a great run, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And looking forward to seeing this one. Mm-hmm. This is going to be good.
Yeah.
We also wanted to mention that our good friend Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor are going to be at it tonight from 2 to 4 or 2 this afternoon. They have got live music at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center from 2 to 4 every first and third Thursday of the month. It's free admission, although donations are accepted.
Of course.
Join some of the greater musicians in this area and one of the best storytellers in Pete Ravel. Four on the Floor, performing every first and third Thursday of the month, 2 to 4 at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center.
I wonder if they'll take Christmas requests. I'm curious.
That's a good question.
Maybe you could ask Pete. Maybe he's got something for you.
Our friends at Focus have their neighborhood meals available today at 2321 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Meals are served every Thursday, 4:30 to 5:45, except for holidays. The dining room will open at 4:15 for seating and guests. Building will be, don't show up before 4. Around there is about the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have questions, want to know more, give them a call at 715-422-1980. Seth, our good friends over in Nakusa got their hometown Christmas coming up.
It is. Their holiday parade and fireworks. It's happening this Saturday, starting at about 5:15 p.m. on Bueller Avenue. This magical evening will light up both the streets and the sky with festive floats and a spectacular fireworks show to conclude the night. Celebrate the holiday season with a joyful community gathering filled with fun, entertainment, and the holiday spirit. A fun holiday parade starting at the library and ending at Goodfellas is followed by fireworks at Riverside Park, a great way to spend time with family and friends to kick off the holiday season. So just a little bit more on the timing on that. The parade starts at 5:15, and then the fireworks are going to start right around 6:30 at Riverside Park.
It's going to be a great event. Nobody mm-hmm. does Nakusa. Nobody does Christmas like Nakusa.
I'm telling you.
And it's something that's come up a little bit over the last year or two or whatever. There's been some distance with us and some of our Nakusa listeners or businesses, and even some other businesses here in town with some former things going on outside of the, I think, the realm of professionalism.
Okay.
And I want to shout out to all the people out there who've reached out to me, reached out to our team, and reached out to our station and saying, hey, we love you guys. We appreciate you guys. We believe in buying local, supporting local, and supporting the one radio station that has been in this town and supported this town for over 80 years.
Yep.
And not just Wisconsin Rapids, but Nakusa, Port Edwards, Plover, yep. mm-hmm. Stevens Point, Wausau, Marshfield. We cover the gamut here.
Yep.
And we take a lot of pride in that. And I appreciate all those businesses out there seeing above that and seeing through that mm-hmm. and sticking with us. A big thank yep. you to you guys. Have fun in Nakusa this weekend, everybody.
Yes.
Got a couple of other big stories I want to touch on before we get to those. Seth, let's remind everybody about our Winter's Farmer Market.
You know, speaking of gifts, I mean, no one was speaking of gifts, but if you haven't done all your Christmas shopping yet,
I was thinking about gifts.
Another opportunity to do so this Saturday at the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South from 9 to 1. They will be there. If you want to find out all the vendors that will be there, check out their Facebook page. They'll have a list there. If you would like to be a vendor, go to wrmoravian.org and look up all the information right there. Once again, this is happening the next couple of weeks. Get ready for Christmas, everyone. 9 to 1 at the Moravian Church, the Winter Market at 310 First Avenue South.
It's almost the definition of buying local, supporting
local. Absolutely.
Hanging out with our vendors, having a good time, yep. seeing some people and everything, mm-hmm. and picking up some great items, and you can mark off your Christmas list.
All there.
Stearns History Museum in Minnesota is teaching kids about architecture in a festive way. They have them sketch out a blueprint, go through the process of applying for permits, and then build their design out of gingerbread.
Oh. That's amazing.
Organizers say it's a fun way to introduce them to the basics of architecture and engineering.
Wow.
I love this idea. I think it's amazing. They just need it for adults as well.
Yeah, yeah. Forget the kids, man. We want to do this.
I want to do this. I want to do this so bad. I've always wanted to be an architect, and I think that would be awesome.
Out of the gingerbread. And you can eat it afterwards. Yeah. I mean, even better.
And I've heard good things at Stearns History Museum. It's one of the. It's quite amazing, I've heard.
It's pretty remarkable.
And a doctor in Wisconsin who beat cancer is planning to ring in the new year with a very big trip. He is running 7 marathons in 7 days on all 7 continents.
Wow.
His first one is in Antarctica on January 31st.
Wait. They have a marathon in Antarctica?
Yeah, that seems like
it's like an organized thing. Do they actually do have that? Wow. Anyway.
It's pretty interesting. Dr. T. Clark Gamblin, a surgeon in Milwaukee, is the man doing this.
That's cool.
He's doing it to raise money for cancer research, but also to inspire people. He said he doesn't think we may set our sights high enough these days.
Ooh. I like that. Not bad.
I like that. And and a big tip of the hat to him for that. That is pretty darn amazing, man.
That's pretty cool.
That's really, really something. And a great way to get travel in. Like, you know, that's a great way.
Hey, get to see some places, you know? Not a bad idea.
I want to do some good. I've wanted to get some travel in. What a good way to combine both.
Hey, you know, it's giving yourself a gift, right? There you go.
And being the foolish romantic I am, I have to wrap up here. A guy in Portland proposed to his girlfriend by booking a sightseeing trip in a helicopter and having the pilot spell out "marry me" once it was finished. And then once they were done, he pulled out his phone and to show her the flight path, and then he pulled out the ring.
Oh, wow.
So I got to imagine this is a great idea on paper. And then you're like, well, wait a minute. How can I make sure she sees it?
Yeah, right.
She just says sees the beginning of it, me. Like, oh, yeah. Wow. So you had this type out me?
Marmy.
Seems
Marmy.
Seems very... Oh, Mary! Oh, okay. That's wonderful. No, I hope so. She said
I'm
yes.
sure she said yes.
She said yes. The store man, that's a rough one. If she don't, it's the whole. I will admit, as somebody who has a thought and done two proposals, part of what I thought of in the process was certainly making this unique and tailored to that individual.
Sure.
And also, what is my exit plan? I'm kidding. Because I didn't have to think of an exit plan because I knew darn sure there's only one way I'm asking this. I'm 99.9% sure.
You're going to be sure. I'm with you.
I can't speak for other people, but I know for me, I was dang sure before. I was even second guessing. Like, okay.
The question, if you're not like 100% sure, why are you asking?
That
would make sense. Anyway, it's pretty fair. We digress.
We are going to have a great show lined up for you tomorrow. Melissa, Seth, and I will be hanging out and get you ready for your weekend. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some fun with our star of the day.
Yeah.
Got a great one lined up for you. You can get some free Culver's tomorrow with that. And we still got time to take your birthdays and anniversaries for our El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Yep.
You can get those to us, everybody. info@WFHR.com. Call in during the segment. We'd love you to do that. And keep in mind, we're not just doing it for Friday. No, Saturday and Sunday as well.
Get them all in there.
This has been a really fun show, Seth. Nice work.
Yeah, it was good.
You guys be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.